Hey guys, welcome to the Sports Spectrum Weekly Devotional here on the Sports Spectrum Podcast. Let's get to our friend Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It with today's devotional.
It's March Madness, and almost everything surrounding the NCAA tournament is so fun and thrilling. But I also recognize that there is this underlying fear that threatens players, coaches, and even fans throughout the tournament. Fear of getting upset by a lower seed. Fear of not going as far as expected. Fear of the coach being fired if they lose earlier than expected. Fear of getting injured. Fear of missing a game winner. Fear of getting in foul trouble. And maybe even a fear of finishing last with our brackets. There are many different reasons to fear the what-ifs during March Madness. But the teams able to play fearless and overcome their fears will be the ones that keep moving on. Teams that play without fear have confidence and freedom, but teams paralyzed and consumed by fear have hesitation and allow worst-case scenarios to dominate their thoughts and negatively affect their play. If our favorite team made the tournament, we can relate to some of those fears, but even beyond March Madness, you and I know what it's like to face the opponent of fear regularly. If it wins, we feel paralyzed by it. We lack freedom, confidence, and clarity, and it causes us to be hesitant as we dwell on worst-case scenarios instead of best-case scenarios. Fear affects us mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. So how do we overcome fear, live fearlessly, and keep moving on? We must get to the root and examine any lies we believe that cause us to fear. We must also acknowledge what we're trying to control or wish we had control over and accept that we don't. Then ultimately, it comes down to faith and surrendering to Jesus, trusting God with our life, and relying on the power of the Holy Spirit to help us overcome our fears and keep our minds focused on the right things. Psalm 112, 6 through 8 says, "Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly." It can be challenging to let go of our fears and trust God with everything, but He is worthy. Instead of focusing on lies or what ifs or the dread of things out of our control, let's have the proper fear of the one who is faithful, who gets us through each round, so to speak, and leads us to victory. Psalm 112:1 in the Amplified Translation tells us, "Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who fears the Lord with awe-inspired reverence and worships Him with obedience, who delights greatly in His commandments." So that's the kind of fear we want today. You can unpack that. I'm Bryce Johnson from Unpacking It Ministries with your Sports Spectrum Weekly Devotional. And be sure to check out unpackingit.com.
Thank you, Bryce, for this week's Sports Spectrum Weekly Devotional. You can check out more stories on sports and faith with Sports Spectrum over at our website, sportsspectrum.com. And you can sign up for our daily devotional there, Monday through Friday. You can have the devotionals emailed directly to you in your email inbox when you go to our website, sportsspectrum.com. Click the devotional section and sign up and put your email address in, and you'll be good to go. We thank you for tuning in. We can't wait for you to join us next time here on Sports Spectrum.